Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Your smart speakers, just ask it to play WILK News Radio and you'll hear us live or anywhere you get your apps. You just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show and you can get us there on any platform you get your common podcast from. It's coming up on 410, 84 degrees on this Thursday, September 18th, 2025. And for those just joining us, we just wrapped up a press conference, almost an hour-long press conference, on the update of the York County shooting from yesterday that sort of started to evolve during the show yesterday. We tried to bring you the whatever information we could, and now we know that three detectives, a sergeant and two detectives from the Northern York County Regional Police Department, were killed. An additional detective from the Northern York County Regional Police Department is in critical but stable condition. And a deputy sheriff who was the drone operator assisting in this from York County is also in critical but stable condition, was also shot. Just a powerful, impactful press conference from York District Attorney Tim Barker, who was extremely emotional but professional. Let it be known that he was friends with these individuals, these detectives, these police officers who are both now deceased and are in critical but stable condition. And Attorney General Dave Sunday, our state's attorney general, who was also the former district attorney and District Attorney Tim Barker's boss at one point, was there, not in his capacity as attorney general, although it's kind of hard to take that hat off, but as a friend of this community. And one of the things he said, and we'll walk you through if you're just joining us what we heard there, and I'll clear up some things. I got some text messages I want to address as well. Attorney General Dave Sunday said that when they were transporting the bodies of these Northern York County Regional Police officers to the coroner's office in a procession, that the community lined up with flags and the fire departments made arches with their big flags for the entire ride. It was raining. And this quote is going to stick with me from Attorney General Dave Sunday. The rain was falling like God was mourning with us. People were standing out there in the rain holding their flags, signs that we back the blue. God bless you. Unfortunately, all too often it takes a tragic incident like this. And District Attorney Tim Barker made some poignant points here that I want to stress. And I'll walk you through a condensed version of what they said happened in a minute. These are his friends. These are not just colleagues. These are just not people he sees at work. These are personal friends of his, these three officers that are now deceased. Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer. And seeing them, because he did, he said he went to the scene and saw his friends deceased, shot by this monster. He said, if not for them being the ones there, the complainant, this ex-girlfriend and her mother, would have no doubt been murdered. He said, so even though they met a tragic ending, they succeeded in their job of protecting and serving the public. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to understand. I know it's hard for a lot of people who think law enforcement is just a job. You know, you get that taxpayer pension. I get the text messages all the time. And if you think you're insulting me, you're truly not. Because the reality of that is these officers knew what they were willing to risk for the public they swear to serve. Law enforcement around this nation have accepted the fact that they may not go home to their families because of the job they have to protect you. If you like them, if you don't like them, what your background is, how much you make, what color you are, what religion you are, they don't care. One of the conversations I had, you know, being that 9/11 was just last week, with my wife during 9/11, when I was able to get a phone line out later that day, hysterical, 7 months pregnant, my wife was like, just come home. Just drop everything and come home. Wasn't even a thought. Believing in my mind that I may not never come home from that. And it turns out an hour later, Building 7 came down pretty close to us. After Tower 2 came down, because that's the tower that came down first, hundreds of firemen ran into Building 1, knowing it would come down, just not knowing when, because they could probably get a few more out. We can get more. We don't know when it's going to come down, but we know it's going to come down, but we don't know when. But we could save more people, and they ran into that building, knowing that they had children at home. They had wives, husbands, mothers, fathers. Our law enforcement do this each and every day. We call them routine calls. You know, a traffic stop. A domestic. My boyfriend's threatening me. My husband's threatening me. My girlfriend's got a knife. Ninety percent of the time, they may be routine. Maybe a nuisance call, maybe nothing. But then you have days like yesterday in York County where this nut broke into his ex-girlfriend's and mother's house, shot their dog, and when law enforcement went there, took them on. And after shooting and killing three officers in the front of the house during an exchange of gunfire, advanced on the other two officers to take them out, shooting another one successfully. Thankfully, they were able to put that monster down. But for York District Attorney Tim Barker to give the credit that even though their lives were lost here, they were successful in protecting that victim, those victims in that house. How unselfish is that as a person, even though he's professionally a district attorney? These are his friends. But he realizes that they were there for a higher calling. They were doing that job. They were wearing the uniform. They were wearing the badge for a higher calling. For people that they may never meet, don't know personally, but called 911 and said they needed help. They're in trouble. And no doubt, their lives were spared, these victims, this ex-girlfriend and her mother. because law enforcement did their job and followed up on their job. This individual, I'm not even going to say his name because it's not worth it. It's out there. 11:23, the day before, on the 16th. They get a call from the ex-girlfriend that the suspect was seen at the house, watching it through binoculars. A black truck. Officers arrived. They see a black truck parked on one of the side roads off the property. It's unoccupied. More officers arrive. They call for a sheriff's deputy that has a drone. And being this was 11:23 at night, says they spent hours searching to see if they could find this individual, who at that time, through trail cams, they knew that he had some sort of spotting scope or binoculars and an AR-style rifle strapped to his chest, dressed in camouflage at night in York County. You can imagine how dark that is. They call the sheriff. Deputy sheriff gets there, who's a drone operator. Now, I would say with certainty that drone had infrared capabilities because it's nighttime. It's dark. They put the drone up. They search for hours looking for this individual. They don't see him. His car's there. They take the report. They get the details. They get an arrest warrant the next day. They go to his house. Nothing there. They go back to the house where this incident occurred, this ex-girlfriend's house. 1:23, they arrive, probably have a short tactical meeting, a little bit off property. I've been part of things like this, and that's usually the way it happens. They were there with six officers. The three detectives, two additional detectives, and a deputy sheriff who was that drone operator. 2:02, they start to search the property. 2:08, they go to the door. As they begin to make entry, they are fired upon. Four officers immediately down. Suspects started targeting the other officers and the deputy sheriff. Suspect advances on the sheriff and the other officer. The sheriff only armed with a 9mm because he could not get to his car to retrieve his long gun. The other York County officer with a long gun. He was advancing on them near the road to kill them, to execute them, to take them out. Thankfully, they were able to put the suspect down and killed him. When one of the officers immediately ran to the three officers, Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Immunizer. They were unresponsive and reportedly deceased from what the district attorney said. The shots ended at 2:10. They knocked on the door at 2:08. The shots ended at 2:10. 2 minutes of sheer hell. 2 minutes. Three lives taken, two additional officers critically wounded, and a suspect deceased. 2 minutes. I can't emphasize that to you enough. District attorney said, this is preliminary, and there'll be more information coming out, but he said, and this is a quote, the hateful scourge of domestic violence. This suspect, who dated this girl for only a short amount of time, was never at her house, never visited the house. But yet, on 8/20, on July 20th, her car is set on fire in the driveway of her home. She suspected it was this ex-boyfriend. Something said it was this. That's who it was. But they had no proof, so they didn't pursue the complaint. Then on 9/16 at 11:23 at night, the mother and the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, call 911 saying there's someone spying on their windows. They retrieve trail cam picture and confirm that it is the ex-boyfriend. Police go there and for hours search for him. take the information they have, go get an affidavit for arrest, for an arrest warrant, and the next day get a team together of six officers for misdemeanor domestic violence and stalking. They arrive, and this mayhem breaks loose, and in 2 minutes, you have three dead officers, two critical, and the suspect put down. 214 additional officers arrived. Put that time frame in your mind. 2 minutes. If you call 911 at home, if you need help in an emergency, you probably couldn't walk to your mailbox in 2 minutes. It's something to think about here. And again, Dave Sunday, Attorney General for Pennsylvania, said as they were escorting the people he knew, friends of his, these detectives from the Northern York County Regional Police Department who had their lives taken, said they were family men, but didn't expand on if they had children or wives or what their situation was. So the community lined the streets with flags and signs in the rain. The rain was falling like God was mourning with us. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement on this day, September 18th, throughout history from here in the Commonwealth. Today we have one, police officer Frank A. Sankey, Philadelphia Police Department in 1914. He was shot and killed near the corner of 56th Street and Vine Street by a man he ordered to leave the area who was causing a disturbance. The suspect drew a revolver and shot the policeman in the stomach. The suspect fled.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To a rooftop where he was apprehended. On January 6, 1915, the suspect, 38, was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 20 years in prison. He died in prison a few years later. Officer Sankey served at the Philadelphia Police Department for less than 4 years. And again, this is just someone who was causing a disturbance who was told to move on, shot the police officer. And again, I want to recognize our Northern York County Regional Police Department officers that were killed yesterday. Detective Cody Becker, Sergeant. Detective Mark Baker. Detective Isaiah Immunizer. Detective Sergeant Cody Becker is already listed in the officer memorial database, and it mentions the other two officers, but their pictures aren't up yet. A young man that does not have his age or much detail as far as family goes, like these you normally do, because this is just an early input into this. But looking at his picture, I would say upper 30s, maybe low 40s, maybe. No pictures on the other two yet. And, you know, if you find yourself with some quiet time now or later, say a prayer for the two officers who are in critical but stable condition. Another Northern York County Regional Police Department officer. Detective, and the deputy sheriff from York County, who are thankfully both in stable condition, but were critically wounded during this this tragic situation. Truly, truly tragic situation. Some things, I did get some text messages that I want to get to. If you remember yesterday, the Mexican consulate in Philadelphia put out a post regarding this shooting. And it was strange, and it was coming over the news that they put out the information telling people to cooperate with local law enforcement. I would assume people who follow the Mexican consulate. That post was soon after deleted, and they have made no follow-up post on it. Now, I did look at the town name to see if there is a similar town in Mexico or anything like that. And there is none. So it was obviously put out in some sort of error. If because York County and this area down there is a farming community, they figured that migrants may be involved in the, at least in the area. So they were putting out some sort of guidance. But it appears that shortly after the research I've done, it appears shortly after their original post, and I'm saying within an hour, that post was deleted and removed, and there was no comment after that. But it was quoted in news stories. It was quoted in a lot of things there. There is also some text message about this. This was an AR with a suppressor. Suppressors are very common. Again, they're not, you know, silencers or things you see in the movies or such like that. It does take away some recoil, and it does lower the decibels of these shots, but it is by no means a silencer or anything like that. You know, just to clarify what that is. And I'm sure during the follow-up, we will get much more information on the suspect, on, you know, the weapons purchasing and everything to do with that. But obviously here, I did a search of York County for criminal records on this individual, and outside of some traffic violations, I really can't find anything in addition to this. So here's somebody who obviously was some sort of derangement into a relationship that really was not a very serious relationship. This girlfriend was his ex-girlfriend, but he had never been to her house, had never visited that area, and all of a sudden her car's on fire. They suspect it's him, but they have no evidence or proof. They set up these trail cameras, and then the next thing they know, a month later, well, here he is in camo with a weapon strapped to his chest using binoculars. I would assume, obviously, to at least assume, execute the girlfriend and her family. Because after law enforcement was called and this individual fled the scene on foot, leaving his car, they did an extensive search, and from what the district attorney said, for hours using a drone, and I'm almost certain at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, that drone had infrared capabilities, did not find anything. And in the meantime, just did not forget about the case. They obviously got a an arrest warrant based on what the charges they could prove at that time. And the next day, early afternoon, went to try to apprehend this individual who was already broken into the ex-girlfriend's home, killed their dog, obviously laying in wait for the ex-girlfriend and the mother to come home. And we could assume with pretty certainty what their outcome would have been. But instead, law enforcement shows up and he engages law enforcement, killing three police officers, critically wounding two others. And thankfully, and these officers and this deputy sheriff, I don't know what recognition, but they should be put up for whatever recognition, both on the state level and national level, that you could imagine. Because, again, the timeline here is the shots started to be fired at 2:08, and then 2:10, everything was ended. Three officers dead, two critically wounded, and the suspect dead. 2 minutes. I can't stress that enough. So, based on some text message I got, I hope that answered some of the questions that we have. But looking at the picture of Detective Sergeant Cody Becker of the Northern York County Regional Police Department, and I'm not sure how large they are. It's a regional police department, so I would imagine some of the smaller local departments got together to make their regional department. But a young man appears to be in his upper 30s, if that. So, again, when we get the information about Detective Baker and Sergeant and Detective Emenheiser, we will put that out for you. But just a tragic, tragic week for law enforcement. It is the most deadly day in Pennsylvania law enforcement since 2009, where three Pittsburgh police officers were shot and killed. It's 4:44 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? Let's see what we have today on this day, September 18th, 1793. George Washington, yes, that George Washington, laid the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol building. 1850, Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Act. 1850. 1851, the first edition of the New York Times was published. 1851. 1947, the National Security Act went into effect, creating the Department of Defense, the CIA, and reorganizing the U.S. military. That was 1947. 1959, Vanguard 3 satellite launched into Earth orbit. 1959. Wow. 1970, music legend Jimi Hendrix died in London. 1970. 1975, Patty Hearst captured by the FBI after 19 months on the run. And 2020, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. On this day, September 18th, throughout history, from laying the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol to some acts of Congress, to the first edition of the New York Times being published, a reorganization of our national security, creating the Department of Defense and CIA, shooting satellites into Earth orbit, Vanguard 3, music legend Jimi Hendrix. Let's get some Jimmy going. Yeah, we need some Jimmy today. Patty Hearst captured by the FBI after 19 months on the run, and Supreme Court Justice, legendary Ruth Bader Ginsburg, passed away on this day. Let me go to the phone now. We have Joe from Berwick on York County. Joe.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me on. I'll warn you ahead of time. You know, when I hear this account, it makes me very angry. And it's not, it's bad enough these three officers die. But you know as well as I do, the police department, they're going to be, everybody who works is going to be devastated for years to come off of this, okay, having these three officers die like this. And I've called you before on this with a similar situation, and I've said before, I think our policies on this issue are just way wrong and putting these police officers in danger that they don't need to be in. And let me give you an example of this. Based on what you and I just heard, you had an individual who, in these circumstances, if police officer going into a room or a building after somebody, that person always has the tactical advantage. He always gets to make the first move. The police always have to react. They're always at a disadvantage. And in this case, they knew they were at a tactical disadvantage as they had service weapons. He had an AR-15. Why? What would have been the harm of these five officers surrounding that house to cut off any escape, getting themselves set up in a good defensive position, and contacting an officer in charge back to station and saying, this is what we found, this is what we believe is going on?
Joe, I'm not going to second guess these officers. I'm not going to let it be done on this show. I understand where you're going with this. I understand your concerns, but they did have long rifles. They were fired upon immediately upon contact with the individual. They did not know he was in there. So we're not going to second guess anything. We have three dead officers, two in critical condition.
Yeah.
They had long guns. They had the numbers with them. They had a drone operator. Listen, when there's people, evil people that want to do evil things, there's no stopping them. And I think we see this time and time again. Even though this individual was outgunned, he did take them by surprise. He immediately put down three officers and critically wounded a fourth. Thankfully, the other officers were able to get back. One was returning fire with a long gun. The sheriff with his 9mm service pistol because he was not able to retrieve his rifle out of his vehicle. So, listen, there'll be an after-action report for the department to deal with this, but there's not what if, they could have. There's none of that here. There was a bad person who wanted to do bad things in that house.
Well, I don't want to second-guess the officers, Rob, but what I want to bring attention to is this is one of the most dangerous things an officer can do. This on top of a traffic stop because you don't know what you're walking up to. I'm just expressing the idea that I think the policies are wrong, and there needs to be a whole, like you said, an after action review. But I think it goes more than just an after action review. I think knowing that this is such a, it can go so tragically bad as it so often does. There needs to be a review of how these things are done and carried out. Because it's not that I'm second guessing them, but I'm just trying to point out if, you know my line of work, okay, what I did. And what we had to do was never this deadly or intense, is called a cell entry, but you never had to go in on an armed individual. Well, one of the reasons we had to do cell entries, Rob, was because, okay, it was the best way to do it. You didn't do it out in front of a whole day room full of people. You didn't do it out in front of a whole, you know, walkway full of inmates where other people can get in. So you had the individual in his cell. But they came up with other ideas, such as, okay, they would call the individual out and make it seem like he had a pass to go somewhere, and then they'd be waiting for him if they had to stop and put him in cuffs. And even, you know, towards the end of my career, I started thinking, they had all kind of non-lethal use of force that they could have used to go lay down stuff in that cell first before even stepping foot in that cell. And it was really just the indecisiveness and the unwillingness of Harrisburg and the people in charge that didn't allow that to happen. That often required us going into the cell where the inmate was laying in wait, and there was always a danger of someone being hurt. And I think knowing this and how much more serious it is and how much more dangerous it is, I just really think the thinking behind it and the policies behind it really need to be looked at, because I'm not happy this happened, and I'm not trying to, believe me, lay down anything negative on the officers, but I was listening to it, and there were just things that bothered me that I heard about the details that I said, well, why was it done in that way?
And their department will look at it. You know, they did not realize that he was in there. They were doing this cursory search for, I mean, look at it, two misdemeanor charges and a summary charge. Yes, they knew he was armed prior to that, but they did not know he was in the house. They were looking for him. They figured they had the numbers. They had the firepower with them. but we're taken by surprise. And this happens in law enforcement. We saw it with the state troopers, you know, out in Susquehanna County, you know, same sort of situation. We see it out in Western PA with another same situation like this. It's a tragic situation. They'll learn from what was done here and hopefully incorporate that into their manuals. But, you know, they did have long guns with them. They did have six officers with them. They did have a drone. Again, just as they're making entry into the house, he wasn't supposed to. It wasn't his house. It was the victim's house.
Yeah.
To make sure he wasn't there.
And I appreciate that because I was working under the impression that they had their service weapons and he had an AR-15. So, okay.
He was at the ready, but one of the officers outside returned fire with his long gun, and the sheriff had a long gun, but it was in his vehicle and wasn't able to retrieve it because he was under fire the entire time.
Yeah. Well, I really hope that there is a serious after action review, and just on a state level, even policy, because honestly, and again, I don't want to, I'm not saying this to second guess anyone, but I honestly would have been fine if they seriously suspected that he was in there under those conditions. I would have been perfectly fine with a perimeter being set up and have officers on the outside with all support cut off to him inside and taking as long as it needed to take rather than have officers go in. And that's just my opinion.
And I agree with you. If they had an inkling that he was in there, if they had an inkling he was armed, obviously you surround it, you contain, you get the tactical teams there and you let them do what they do. But bring it to the other side. Say he may have been in there and they weren't sure about it. They call the tactical team, the county tactical team shows up, the SWAT team shows up, everybody shows up. They stand out there for hours. They try and negotiate with someone who may not be in there. And then they find out hours later after calling 50, 60 people to the scene and tying them up that he wasn't ever even in there. So that's the hesitation and that's the duality of what they have to deal with out on the street. They did not know where he was. They didn't think he was in the victim's house. They were just checking it to be sure. And sure enough, when they entered the door, they were immediately fired upon.
Yeah.
It's a tragic situation, Joe. I hear what you're saying. I'm sure it'll be in their policy manuals moving forward that if you even suspect the person may be in there and there's reasonable to believe that they are armed, take the tactical choice to just stay back and get help there. But again, that one or two times and all these people get called out for nothing, you start to second guess yourself. And again, this is just a tragic situation from an evil person. Joe, I'm going to have to leave it there. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Thank you. It's 5 o'clock at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.